to greet you in the name of Jesus, thanking God for this great door of utterance that our great pastor may come to you today with the word of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Elders, missionary deacons, and all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Glad to be with you today. Glad for our leadership that have gone on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Glad to be with you today. We want to talk about glorifying God's name, bringing glory unto God's name. We have a poem for you today by our sister Tatum. We have a song written by our Deacon Darrell, Blameless. Want to get right into that right now. Fire, blameless. Thank God.
Oh,
worship of what we strive to be here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Blameless in the sight of God. And when you're blameless, when you're striving lawfully, you bring glory unto God's name. Thank God for our announcements. Our Deacon Debbie is going to make them right now.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for your teaching. We're glad for all the comments that you are getting to the station to us, but we would like it better if you contact us directly. Write us or email us, call us. We'd love to hear your comments or maybe your requests. Sister Tatum, we have a poem at this time. Sister Tatum, accompanied by our Elder Miles.
Just thanking God for being here in God's church on another Sabbath day.
Thank God.
This is a poem about Sabbath without hindrance.
Thank God.
Oh Lord, lift my mind from this trial and test so I can continue in your holy rest. The day that you have sanctified and for your people have set aside. A day of refreshing, a day of rest, a day above days, the very best. I want to keep and hold it dear, laying things aside, staying in your fear, remembering always it's a high day, rejoicing in peace and joy, come what may, singing and shouting songs of victory, testifying of God's goodness and what he's done for me,
God.
Crying of overcoming many trials and tests. Praising God in the beauty of sweet holiness. Having a marvelous, glorious time in the Lord. Because it is Sabbath and it, he is the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Is the day of rest. Any other day of rest is a lie. When you observe any day for rest other than the seventh day, you are not bringing glory to God's name. Now Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That scripture is so true.
Yes.
And the thought today is in Malachi 2 and 1. God is yet talking to his people, those that have an ear to hear. Those that are called by his name, those that would be his people. The sheep will hear God's voice. God's voice is his word. God's watchman should lift up the voice. And that's what we attempt to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Malachi 2 and 1 evangelist.
And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. Now,
this is for you and I, because if you are God's people, you are a royal priesthood and holy nation, chosen generation. But above all, in order to be that royal priesthood and an holy nation, that chosen generation, you need the one that's going to bring you the word. And the word is God's commandment. The word is God. They must bring God to you. What does the first verse say? Malachi 1 and 1.
And now?
Malachi 1 and 1.
The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi.
So God's word is the same thing as the commandment. God's word is coming to you by way of the one he sent. Burden of the word of the Lord to Israel, that's the church, by Malachi. Mm-hmm. Let's go to St. John 3. So when it says, "Oh, ye priests, this commandment is for you," because God gave the word to his anointed.
Yes, he did.
And his anointed breaks it down and gives it to the people.
Yes.
When the one that God sends bring you what thus saith the Lord, or what thus saith God, it's the commandment.
Yes.
Because it's God's word.
Beautiful.
St. John 3 and 34, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
Words of God are the commandments. Anyone that God sends must bring you the commandments, whatever the message is. If they're telling you that God says he loves you, it's in the commandment.
All right.
If they're telling you God requires this or that of you, it's the commandment.
Yes.
If they're telling you that you must stop your ways and take on the ways of God, it's the commandments.
Yes, it is.
Because the commandments are the ways of God.
Yes.
Read it again. For he
whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
What?
For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto
him. Isn't that beautiful? I believe that. Let's go back to Malachi.
Yes.
And now, oh, ye ministers, this commandment
is
this word. What thus saith the Lord is for you, and it's for you to give it to those that say they are called by his name, letting them know what God is requiring. Read.
If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name.
Now that's my focus today. Bringing glory unto God's name, because God's name is the word.
Yes.
God's name is the commandment. God's name is Jesus. It's all the same.
Yes.
And it's letting you know, ye priests, this commandment is for you, and if ye will not hear.
And if ye will not lay it to heart.
If you don't lay the commandments to heart, because so many say the commandments were done away with. That's not true. You've done away with God.
All right.
You've done away with his word. If ye will not lay it to heart, what?
To give glory.
To give glory.
Unto my name.
What?
Saith the Lord of hosts.
What?
I will even send a curse upon
God
you.
God is going to send a curse, and he sent it already.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Jeremiah 9 and 23. God said, lay his word to heart. To bring glory unto God's name is to obey God.
Yes.
And you cannot obey God and perform the word if you don't know him.
All right.
When you know God, you can bring glory unto his name. When you know what thus saith the Lord, you can glorify God. You can act upon his word. St. John, Jeremiah rather, 9 and 23, what does it say?
Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom.
So it's all right to be so-called wise. But wisdom means nothing if it's not the wisdom of God. Because it says in Deuteronomy 4 and 6, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom to understand God, to know God. So don't glory in wisdom, neither what?
Neither let the mighty man glory in his might.
They got many mighty, powerful men in the earth. That's beautiful. But as we go along further in the lesson, you're going to find out this power wasn't necessarily given by God, this might. Let's not glory in that, but what?
Let not the rich man glory in his riches.
So many feel because they have extra pair of shoes and maybe drive a car or two, they are blessed. And they glory in riches and say, God did it. We're going to find out that's not necessarily so.
Right.
But what?
But let him that glorieth.
What?
Glory in this, that he understandeth.
Now, let's go. You glory in God, mm-hmm. and you glorify God when you know, and what?
Understandeth and knoweth me.
When we understand and know God. Let's go to 1 John 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're able to bring glory unto his name. And so many of these so-called ministers and churchgoers profane God's name, God's way, God's word, because they don't know God. If you know God, you wouldn't be worshiping as the rest day on the first day of the week. You dishonor God when you say Sunday or the first day of the week is the day of rest, or that's the day he rose. That's not glorifying God.
No.
You don't bring glory unto God's name with a lie, because that's not true.
Yes.
1 John 2 and 3, what does it say?
And hereby we do know.
Now here's how we know that.
That we know him.
What?
If we keep his commandments.
Now remember now, I've heard some say, well, no one could keep those commandments, and in the next breath say, we have to keep his word. You're confused. You're not able to bring glory unto his name when you are confused with the word, when you don't understand God. But what?
He that saith, I know him.
What?
And keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
You cannot bring glory unto God's name if you are a liar or don't understand God. And if you're a liar, what?
And the truth.
The truth.
Is not in him.
Well, the scripture says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Well, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That means they're the same thing.
Yes.
And if you say you have Jesus in your life, and you don't have the law of truth, you are a liar, and you're not bringing glory unto God's name. How plain is that? Let's go back to Malachi 2 and 6. Let's see what Malachi, that's what we're talking about, is saying about that law, 2 and 6.
The law of truth was in his mouth.
Well, it was in Jesus' mouth. And it was in the mouth of everyone, and is in the mouth of everyone that God sends. It's called the word. The law is called the commandment.
Yes.
The law of truth was in his mouth. What?
And iniquity was not found in his
lips. So wait a minute.
All right.
Iniquity is not found in the one lips that God sends.
All right.
That's why we don't talk about he rose on the first day of the week. That's lawlessness. That's a lie.
Yes.
That's iniquity. That's sin.
Yes.
That lie is of the devil.
Yes.
What?
He walked with me in peace and equity.
But wait a minute. That means if you're walking with God in peace and in equity, you're not sinning. But the preachers tell the people, well, no one can help but sin. That's not true. You're not bringing glory to God's name. To bring glory to God's name, let God have his way in your life.
Right.
Let God reign in your life to overcome the enemy. That's bringing glory unto God's name.
Mm-hmm.
We.
And did turn many away from iniquity.
What?
For the priest's lips should
the
keep
priest's
knowledge.
The lips
priest's lips
should keep knowledge.
Yes.
It should keep it.
Yes.
That's going backwards to change God's word and say he rose on the first day of the week. That's going backwards to say no one could keep God's commandments. You're polluting God's power.
Yes.
His word. Read.
And they should seek the law at his mouth.
Everyone that want to please God should be seeking the law at the priest's lips, mm-hmm. at their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's God's word.
Yes.
What?
For he is the messenger of the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Matthew 5 and 17. Mm-hmm. Jesus came, and you all love to talk about Jesus. I do too. But let's talk about not only him dying on the cross, what his works were, and what he spoke about. He spoke about his word, because that's what was in him.
Yes.
5 and 17, what does it say?
Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Well, wait a minute. Let's be just like Jesus. Let's be just like him. The law of truth was in his mouth. He said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. What?
I am not come to destroy.
What?
But to fulfill.
Should we not have the mind of Christ? Didn't it say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So we should fulfill the law, also the law of Christ. What?
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass.
Listen what the Lord is saying. Till heaven and earth pass what?
One jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law
what?
Till all be fulfilled.
So how do you take out a whole Sabbath day? How do you take out the seventh day? And you say, well, Pastor, you keep harping about the seventh day. It's not just the seventh day. When you break any of the commandments, you're in sin.
Yes.
And more importantly, it's about living holy. That's what we're talking about here. Yes. Not just a day. Because if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. If you don't keep the Sabbath, according to the scripture, you are an adulterer, a killer, a liar.
Yes.
And you have gods before God.
Yes.
And you're making a graven image because you have something constructed in your mind that God did not put in his word.
Right.
Whosoever therefore
shall break
one
of these least commandments
what?
And shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Isn't that beautiful? You're called the least. Let's go to Isaiah 8.
All right.
The least in the kingdom. The scripture says the law of truth was in his mouth.
Yes.
All right. We all want to be a light to God.
Yes.
A light for God.
Yes.
A light in the world.
Yes.
And so many say Jesus is the light of the world. And we should be lights.
Yes.
What does Isaiah 8 and 16 say?
Mm-hmm. Bind up the testimony.
Now let's bind up. God's testimony is his 10 precepts. Written with the finger of God. That's mm-hmm. God's testimony.
Yes.
We want to bind up the testimony. What?
Seal the law.
Seal the testimony. That's the law. Seal that law. Seal the testimony of what?
Among my disciples.
Among those that are following the Lord.
Beautiful.
Yes.
That don't change. What does 20th verse say?
To the law.
To the law.
And to the testimony.
Now remember, the law of truth should be in that priest's mouth, in that minister's mouth.
Yes.
And the scripture says, you know, to the law and to the testimony, what?
If they speak not according to this word.
If they're not speaking according to the 10 precepts, what?
It is because there is no light in them.
Well, I believe that. And I say every minister, don't preach the 10 precepts and live it in its fullness. They are not God's light.
All
there is
right.
no light in them. That's what the scripture is saying. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 2 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad for knowledge. And that's what we strive to do here at 425. Impart knowledge.
Yes.
You can believe it or not. So many love Ripley's. But why don't you love God's word and believe that? 1 Corinthians 2 and 1. What does it say?
And I, brethren, when I came to you,
what?
Came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom.
So it's not about wisdom of the world. And Paul had the wisdom of the Pharisees in Judaism, which was called the Jews' religion at that time. Natural wisdom. What?
Declaring unto you the testimony of God.
But he came, and he didn't come into the knowledge he had about Phariseeism. He came declaring the testimony of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much he died on the cross. And yet he did talk about that. But I want to explain something to you here.
Go ahead.
He declared the commandments, God's word. What?
For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Now wait a minute. So many read this scripture and think Paul is talking about that cross that devil nailed the Lord to. That's not the cross he's talking about. Jesus Christ and him crucified is doing God's will. The Lord crucified the Lord.
Yes.
God crucified Jesus.
Yes.
He used that devil to do it.
Yes.
The Lord said, I lay down my life.
Yes.
When he prayed, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. It was God's will that he be sacrificed, that he die.
Yes.
And it's God's will that you and I die.
Yes.
God's word will crucify you because that's what crucified the Lord by yielding to the death.
Yes.
He used the devil and the devil made up his own cross. But the Lord didn't carry that one. He dropped that.
He did.
Now, God don't put his word on nobody. It's up to you to take it up. If it be your will, you take up that cross. It will crucify the old man.
Yes.
But God don't put his cross on you. But the devil tried to put his cross on the Lord. The cross didn't kill the Lord. The devil did through people.
Yes.
They used the cross to kill him.
Yes.
And these Christians carry around that cross around their neck. What killed the Lord was God's will.
Yes, Lord.
That he should die for the people. Right. God killed the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It was his will, and he used the devil to do it. But the cross didn't kill him.
All right.
Guns don't kill people. People use guns to kill people.
Yes.
That's what Paul was talking about. That's why the Lord said before he went to the devil's cross, take up the cross and follow me.
Yes.
We have to take up God's word. God don't put it on you. You, if you will, you take it up.
Yes.
And follow the Lord, and it will crucify the old man.
Isn't
that beautiful? Because we must die just as he died.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Genesis.
Beautiful.
No, let's read the seventh verse. What's the seventh verse say?
Mm-hmm.
But we
speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
I'm speaking knowledge. It may be a mystery to you. We speak the wisdom of God
in a mystery.
In a mystery. What?
Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto
God ordained this life to glorify him from the beginning. Go to Genesis 1:26.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning, God ordained us to glorify his name. We glorify God's name by bringing forth the fruits.
Yes.
Unto God.
Right.
1:26, what was his plan?
And God said, let us make man in our image.
So when you're in the image of God, when you take on his ways, you're bringing glory unto God's name. What?
After our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea.
Now that's not being like God if you're sinning. Because Adam's image was marred. But God's plan was for him to be like the Father.
Yes.
But God redeemed him.
Yes.
But his plan was to be in the image of God. In the likeness of God. What?
Over the fish of the sea.
What?
And over the fowl of the air. And over the cattle. And over all the earth. And over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Only one thing that creep upon man today and eat men up. That's that devil. 1 Peter 5:8.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have dominion over that devil. Because that's God's plan from the beginning. Have dominion over everything that creepeth upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is what God is talking about. 1 Peter 5:8. What does it say?
Be sober.
Be sober.
Be vigilant.
Be vigilant. What?
Because your adversary, the devil.
What?
As a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
He's creeping up on the people. He eats up the people. But we're supposed to be sober. Vigilant. And what?
Whom resist steadfast in the faith.
So when we resist that devil steadfast in the faith, that means in God's word. Resist having gods before God. Making graven images. Taking his name in vain. Remembering the Sabbath. Resisting the traditions of the fathers. But yielding to God. Honoring God. His word. And those that carry him. That devil will flee from us. And you know what? That's what happens here. Not many want to come around 425 Laconia Boulevard. Because we resist false doctrine.
Right.
We resist the devil.
Yes.
They're afraid. But we're only following God's word.
Right.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith. What?
Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
They're being eaten up in the world by that devil.
Yes, they are.
Walking about seeking whom he may devour. Let's go back to Malachi 2. Mm-hmm. 2:1. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So we here, we bring glory unto God. I'm talking about...